Texte numéro 39. Heaven has to wait. Friday morning, barring thunder or blunder, the space shuttle Atlantis will cough smoke, spit fire in a spectacle no less dazzling for its familiarity, burst free of its earthly trappings, rising above the clouds. Its scheduled takeoff and return 12 days later are the last in the US shuttle program, which now draws to an unsettling close. Ending it, I suppose, makes good sense. Its benefits grew increasingly debatable, at least in relation to its cost. Money is tight. What budget NASA still has might be better used in other ways. But as the centerpiece of America's ambitious space adventures, the shuttle program was a preeminent symbol of the belief that there were literally no limits to where we Americans could go and no boundaries to what we could accomplish, so long as we hitched our ingenuity to our imagination and marshaled the requisite will. And there's no real sense of what big dreams lie beyond Atlantis. The program's end carries the force of cruel metaphor at a time when limits are all we talk about, when we have no stars in our eyes. The current political debate and the 2012 election season are utterly earthbound, with a tone so gloomy it's often shocking. "Let's stop this American downward spiral," the Texas governor told a conservative convention last month. John Huntsman, declaring his candidacy for the presidency, observed, "For the first time in history, we are passing down to the next generation a country that is less powerful, less compassionate, less competitive, and less confident than the one we got." Hard decisions had to be made, he added, in order to avert disaster. The country has certainly survived more devastating and sustained periods of economic distress than the present one. But Americans right now are profoundly doubtful. For many, the fear isn't just that there's no imminent end to high unemployment and tepid economic growth, but that we've turned a fundamental corner and our best days are behind us. It's in this context that many Democrats and Republicans alike nurse a new isolationism, convinced that we can no longer afford broad engagement in the world. It's in this context that hardline conservatives cling to the notion of American exceptionalism. Despite the president's exhortation that we chart the frontiers of innovation, there's no grand mission that represents the kind of storehouse for our confidence and emblem of our can-do spirit that space exploration once did. What has happened to our sense of discovery? I'm not sure. But I know what will happen to the spaceship Discovery, one of four remaining shuttles in the fleet. It's bound for the Smithsonian, where we stockpile the glories of yesteryear. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, July 2011.